Amen. All right. Here we are. Well, okay, so just a quick recap of last week. So who went through their accounts and stuff and calculated how much they spent? No one? Someone? Sort of. Were you surprised by what you found?
No.
Nope. So those who didn't will probably be the ones that will be surprised. All right. So as we can see, we have not started yet, but God's still giving you time. There's always tomorrow. Or you can go home tonight and do it. Either one. All right. So tonight's title is Waste Management. And I had the lesson but didn't have a title, and then God gave me the title. And I thought, okay, that's pretty, I like that. Because Pastor and I were talking last week, and he mentioned about being wasteful, you know. And that was part of something that I was going to speak on anyway, so I see that as the Lord guiding, using our pastor in the wonderful way that he does. And so I have a scripture. Let's see. John 6:12, English Standard Version. It says, "And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, 'Gather up the leftover fragments that nothing may be lost.'" Okay, so that means we are not going to be wasteful. We are going to use everything that we have. And we're going to use what we need, and what we have we give away to bless someone else. But right now we're going to start with a question. Do you consider yourself a wasteful person? Yes, I do. I do. So a lot of people would say no, because when you think of being wasteful, you think of just, you know, you buy stuff and then you throw it away or whatever. But it's a little deeper than that. So let's look into the definition of waste. Waste is a verb. A verb is an action thing, something you do, okay? So it is to use or expend carelessly, extravagantly, or to no purpose, to become progressively weaker, wither, wasteful. Adjective. An adjective describes a noun. You are a person. You're a noun. So this could be about you. Tending to waste or squander. Extravagant, causing waste, destruction, or devastation. Now, when you think about your finances, when you're being wasteful with your finances, you are squandering, you are being extravagant, you're causing destruction and devastation. And you may not see that, but especially if you are in a marriage, a relationship, you will see strife. That is destruction and devastation. All right, so based on the definitions, it's possible we may be a tad bit wasteful. Okay, so let me shift here. So what about with gifts and talents that God gives us? Okay, so, you know, some of the gifts that God gives us is to teach, to serve, to give, to lead, to be impartial, you know, things like that. Those are gifts. I don't feel like I have a gift of teaching. That is my opinion. Okay. But I do believe I have a gift to serve. And so I do practice that gift. Okay. Cannot say that I have a gift to lead. Praise God for those who do. Thank you, Pastor. I think my biggest gift is to give. it just brings joy to my heart when I can give to others. Another gift is to be wise. I like to think that I'm wise. Some of the decisions I make may not be that wise, but, you know, I definitely try to use the wisdom that God has given me. James 1:17 in the NIV says, every good and perfect gift comes from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. And so each one of those gifts is from God. Why would you waste something that God has given you that is so precious? You know, and so then I was looking at talents, and you have a talent is a natural skill. This right here is not a natural skill for me. I know that you guys think it is, but it's not. God is good. but talents are the special gifts or abilities and skills that God blesses us with. You know, each one of us has a different talent. And so, however, with your God-given talent, it does not make you superior to anyone else. You know, so we have to keep that in mind, right? But sometimes we have these talents and they are wasted. You know, I truly wish that I could carry a tune. I could if I had a bucket, but other than that, cannot carry a tune. But I love to sing, you know, and I like to say that everyone can sing, just not everyone sounds good, okay? But if you can open your mouth and if words come out, you can sing. That is a gift, okay? Use it, you know? At home. I'm kidding. But in 1 Samuel 16:23, it tells us that David had a talent to play the harp. And he used that to calm Saul, to release those evil spirits. So he had a talent to play the harps. Patty over here has a talent to play the keyboard and to sing. I'm not hating on you. Awesome. All right, we have Debbie who, oh, beautiful on the flute. Oh my gosh, sometimes when all the music is going on, I can tune out and I hear nothing but the flute. And it's just beautiful and I find myself smiling. That is a gift. That is definitely a talent. Because I cannot play the flute. But I just know that when I hear you play that flute, you are given everything that you have. And so you are definitely using the gift and the talents that God gave you. You know, of course, you know I like to hear Bean over there. Yep, can't do that either. Praise God for your gift and talent, okay? Praise team. Look, you all know that I barely get up here in front of everyone. So for you to get up there and do what you do every Sunday, every Wednesday, or anytime the pastor asks you, gift, talent, I'm not mad at you. All right. Praise God for your gifts and your talents. I have a brother-in-law who, I love him, but God gave him way too many gifts and talents. Like, I was thinking, can you share? So he cooks, and I don't mean just, you know, open up a box of something and cook. I mean, he will go and say, oh, I have a taste for, and go buy the ingredients, and there are no measuring spoons. Like, how do you do that? I need to measure everything. And it still doesn't turn out right, but it's okay. He also sings. Oh my gosh, beautiful voice. He plays the saxophone. He paints. He writes poetry. Like, share? Come on. I mean, and then when you hear him speak, eloquent, like he keeps you drawn, and you know that it is a God-given gift whenever he presents anything to you. Even his meals that he cooks, he presents them in just such a beautiful way. You know, and that's what we should be doing with our gifts and our talents. We present them in a beautiful way that is pleasing to God. Every time I have to get up here, I pray about it. And I'm like, Lord, I just need you to come out, because I find it hilarious that you guys think I'm funny. That is hilarious, because I'm not. But that God will, you know, make things easier for you, you know. And that's what I was talking to Natasha about. And I said, when you know it's God, when it comes easy, you know, everything just flows. Okay, I can do this and I can do that. So stop trying to take someone else's gift, someone else's talent. It's not for you. You know, it is for them. That is what God gave them. And I know you're thinking, okay, Carla, so what does that have to do with our debt? Well, you know, it's Carla. Carla's always going to tell you. All right. I know y'all think it's weird that I talk in third person, but that's just what I do. Okay. So I was thinking about this, and the Lord, you know, was like, you know, talents aren't just the things that you do. You know, back in the day, talent was currency. Okay? So, talent is a form of weight or unit of currency used especially by the ancient Romans and Greeks. So, your talent could be your money. Okay? So, are you wasting your talent? Are you wasting your money? Matthew 25:14-28 tells us a story about a man who had three servants, and he gave each one of them talents, okay? Money, currency, okay? So the first one he gave 5 talents, the second one he gave 2, and the third one he gave 1. So the first one said, oh yeah, I'm gonna flip this. So he flipped it. Doubled his money, 10 talents, okay? The second one was like, okay, I'm going to have to, you know, make some more money. He doubles it. Now he has 4 talents. But that last one, he decides, okay, I'm going to save this because I don't want to lose it. I want to be able to give it back to the master when he comes back. So he hides it, digs a hole, puts it in the ground. Now, you're thinking, well, he wasn't extravagant, he didn't throw it away, you know, he wasn't wasteful. But according to what I read, he didn't make a wise choice either. Okay, so we have to also make wise choices with our talents or our money. And so the other two, they either worked or they invested. But the last one was lazy and slothful. That is not the way we should be with our finances. We should not just, we shouldn't splurge, number one, but then also don't just hold on to it. Because do you know that it is more blessed to give than receive, right? So when you give, then the Lord gives back. And the more you give, the more you receive. So holding on to that money like this, that fist tightened up, how's the Lord supposed to put anything in it? Open your hand. Be a blessing to someone else, okay? So being wasteful in our finances can get us into some tight spots. Or as they like to say, between a rock and a hard place with no way to get out. Okay, and so I found some ways that being wasteful in our finances can get us into some trouble. Okay, so first it comes with not planning properly. Improper planning leads to poverty. Proverbs 21 and 5 says, the plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty. Okay, so when I say make a budget, that's what I mean, plan. Because if you're constantly swiping and spending and swiping and spending, you may swipe and spend so much that you've overspent. And we already talked about how we don't want more going out than we have coming in, okay? Now, ignoring instruction leads to shame. And so if you know someone who knows more than you do about budgeting, about finance, I'm not talking about me. I'll just put that out there. I know a little. There's someone who knows way more than I do, okay? But if you know someone who knows about these things, listen to them. And then take those things that you learn and put them into action. Because what's the point of learning something and having the knowledge and then you're not using it? You're being wasteful, okay? Proverbs 13 and 18. He who ignores discipline comes to poverty and shame, but whoever needs correction is honored. So seek financial wisdom, put your plan into action, and most importantly, if you continue to ignore the advice that you're given to help you get out of the debt that you're in, you're going to become a repeat offender. Because you didn't learn anything. You know it, you have the tools, but you're not utilizing what you have. So, I think we all know this one. Spending money can lead to trouble, okay? I like to say overspending your money can lead to trouble. Because not just spending it not necessarily will lead you to trouble, because some people have a frugal mindset where they can spend money and still have money left over. I'm talking about myself. It's okay. I'm talking about me. Proverbs 15 and 27 says, a greedy man brings trouble to his family, but he who hates bribes will live. Uncontrolled spending can lead to debt and impact your family in a negative way. Okay? The wise will save. The fool spends it all. Now, I know we are wise. We are not fools in here. No, we are not. Because if we're going to give away anything, we're going to give it to the Lord. We're going to give it to the kingdom of God, you know? And so stop going to the store every time there's a sale. You don't need that. You really don't, okay? And here's some things that some examples of things you don't need that may be, point out that you could be not the wisest person. I'm not gonna call anyone a fool, but I will say that you did not make a wise choice. I found myself on this list. Oh my gosh. Okay, so. Are you buying food that ends up being thrown out? Wasteful. Are you buying clothes that still have the tags on them 2 years later? Wasteful. Oh, stepping on little toes, they're right here, huh? Okay. Buying shoes that you forgot about that still have the tags on them. Guilty. I went and got some stuff out of storage over the weekend. There is a box of shoes from Shoe Carnival. I think there may be two pair in there. The box has never been opened. I mean the box that they mailed them to me in. I have no idea what's in this box. I know they're shoes. Wasteful. That's me. I admit it. You know, I was like, God, I thought this was for the people. Yeah, he said, you are the people. So, I the people. Do you have multiple kitchen gadgets that are collecting dust and cobwebs? You know you're not going to use it. Why did you buy it? Because they said it's the new thing. It's going to chop your stuff up so fine. And you don't even cook. Like, what? Why did you buy it? Guilty. I buy kitchen gadgets because at some point I may need them. Or someone else who comes to my house to cook may need them. It's happened. I promise you it really has. Do you have umpteen cleaning products that are barely used? Because the next one is better than the one you have. You are wasteful. Oh my goodness. Yes. So, with all the giggles and laughs, I think that a lot of us are wasteful. We didn't realize how wasteful we were, I tell you. I know I didn't until I read what the Lord gave me. I felt like he hit me on the hand, like, well, fine. Okay. So, save your money. Stop spending it all. Now, debt can really weigh you down. And you're thinking, like, how? Well, stress. The stress of trying to figure out how you're going to pay this next bill because you spent all that money on those shoes, clothes, and cleaning supplies and those kitchen gadgets that you didn't need. Okay? Proverbs 22:7 says, the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. So debt can cause mental stress and or weight. So when your mind is stressed, then you're sometimes going to take it out on everyone else. Everyone else will feel your stress. You know, everyone else didn't put you there. So why are you taking it out on everyone else? Go take that look in the mirror. Say, it's you, not me. But you're talking to yourself. So it is you, okay? But we have to be mindful of those things. We have to be mindful that being in debt is very stressful. It's very heavy. I know when I was in debt, like literally my shoulders were just, oh my gosh, so tight. And my masseuse was like, are you okay? And I'm like, nope, not at all. But once the debt was cleared out, and sometimes debt, it's not that what you put yourself into. Sometimes things just happen, you know, and you can't, I mean, that's why Quincy used to call credit cards emergency cards, you know, because he was like, you should use them in an emergency. And so prayerfully, we don't have those emergencies because we have an emergency fund in our bank accounts, which is something we'll talk about next time. All right. But debt is a heavy burden to carry. It really is. I mean, if you've ever been pregnant, and I saw guys, I know it's not you, but if you've ever been pregnant, carrying a baby, that's some stress, you know, because that's not in one, like, spread out. You got one spot that this kid is in. You may topple over. You can't get up if you get down. You know, it is heavy. That is the way debt can be. You cannot, it's like no matter which way you turn, you cannot get comfortable when you are in debt. So, now, why get yourself in debt when you know that God provides? Okay? Now, again, I said getting yourself in debt, not debt that comes out of, you know, an emergency, because there are some things that you have no control over. 1 Timothy 6:17 says, as for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. God, you are not the one providing for you. I know you're like, yeah, I go to work every day. I can spend what I want to spend. Keep telling yourself that. It's so not true. God provided you with that job. You know, that is where you get that the money that you're using to get yourself in debt. So why would that's a gift from God? Your job is a gift from God. Why squander his gift? Okay. Deuteronomy 8 and 18 says, "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is this day." So acknowledge the Lord as your provider. That is one of the things that will help you with your debt problem. Because you know that God is your provider. God will make sure to take care of you. Okay? Now, Proverbs 18 and 9, the NLT says, "A lazy person is as bad as someone who destroys things." Being lazy in your finances. Lazy meaning I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to budget. I am not going to make sure that I have enough to go here, here, and here. I'm just going to go swipe, swipe, swipe. That's being lazy. That is not taking care of that gift that God gave you, which in turn will cause you to destroy things. Don't be lazy with your money. Save it. Put it in something that is going to help you make more money. CDs, those certificates of deposit at the bank, you know, the higher, more money you put in them, the higher of a yield you'll get. Not so much with the savings accounts, but that's a story for another day. All right. So let me make sure I got everything here. All right. So with all that being said, we need to manage the wastefulness that is our lives that causes us to get into debt, okay? God loves you. God wants to give more and more and more to you, but he is not going to give you more if you can't be a good steward of what he has already given you. I really pray that this has blessed your soul. It has blessed mine for sure, because yes, I was guilty of a lot of this stuff that the Lord has given to his people. Amen.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night, 7 p.m., and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.